From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the waters off North Carolina, a team of divers has wrapped up an exploration of an underwater relic from World War II. The divers have been studying the wreckage of three German U-boats. Those huge submarines prowled the East Coast during the early part of the war, attacking Allied ships. The subs have been at the bottom of the ocean since 1942. That's when American forces sank them after months of deadly naval fighting. As NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, the U.S. government's mission now is to protect the subs.
63 years after the end of World War II, U-boat hunters are back on the Atlantic coast.
The first site we're going to today is the U-701. We're going to break the team into two dive teams.
Unlike the original wartime U-boat hunters, who were military men trained to destroy German submarines, today's hunters are divers and archaeologists trying to preserve them.
Oh, 32% right on the mark.
From this government research vessel, they've been diving in the waters off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, where Dave Allberg of the National Marine Sanctuaries Program says U-boats were especially active.
This was some of the most dangerous waters. This area was known as Torpedo Junction during the Second World War. This is a prime hunting ground for Allied vessels.
Allberg says U-boats sank about 80 ships at Torpedo Junction before American forces finally started sinking the U-boats. Hundreds of sailors were lost. For years, the three German subs on the ocean floor here have been popular attractions for recreational divers. But this is the first government expedition to document them and gather information that Allberg says could lead to a preservation plan.
They are the iconic piece that becomes a symbol for the war with Germany. It's the U-boat that invaded the waters of the U.S. and caused the carnage. And so they become that symbol for the hundreds of sailors during the Second World War who lost their lives. That's the story we're protecting here.
Underwater videos shot by the divers show the submarines are largely intact despite six decades at the bottom of the sea. They're rusty now and covered with aquatic life, but diver Tane Casserly of the National Maritime Heritage Program says they still look menacing with their massive hulls, their torpedo tubes, and their deck guns.
They're made for one purpose, and that was to kill. So it's a little ominous to see them now peering out of the gloom on the seafloor, so I can't even imagine what it would have been like for a surface vessel in World War II to see these come out of the moonlight. It would have been pretty terrifying.
Indeed, U-boats were among the most feared predators on the water, especially in the months just after America became involved in the war, when the subs stalked the entire coast between Maine and the Gulf of Mexico. 85-year-old Heinz Richter was a teenage sailor on the U-352, a German sub that operated within 30 miles of the North Carolina shoreline.
On the way out from our submarine base, the captain announced over the loudspeaker in the sub that we were sailing for the American coast. We then were told that, yes, any kind of ship that we sight is going to be hunted down.
Initially, an overburdened U.S. military mounted such a meek defense to the U-boats that German submariners called early 1942 the happy time. They sank merchant vessels, tankers, and warships, some so close to the United States that coastal residents could hear the torpedoes. 80-year-old Gibb Gray was then a youngster on North Carolina's Outer Banks.
People didn't realize what a war we had right to our doorstep, because they explosions all the time up here, you know, even in the daytime, nighttime. In the daytime, it would rattle every window in the schoolhouse.
Only after months of losses did the U.S. develop a plan to counter the subs. Merchant vessels began traveling in guarded convoys, while warships and aircraft were mobilized to anti-submarine duty. Heinz Richter, the U-352 crewman, remembers when his sub met its end during an exchange of fire with an American Coast Guard cutter.
They fired four tap charges at us, and they were good hits. And then the captain gave command to abandon the ship, and then 33 of us got out, and the boat then slid under, and the 17 crew members stayed inside.
All right, you're looking to head back
to 4106. We're checking what we got. Stand by, please.
Scientists on the research vessel say they're mindful of the fact that sailors died in the U-boats they're studying. During the expedition, divers worked only outside the subs, at the request of the German government, which considers the insides to be war graves. But Dave Allberg, the expedition leader, notes that other people who visited the wrecks in recent years haven't been as respectful. He says sport divers and souvenir hunters have gone inside, damaged the U-boats, and pilfered artifacts. underscoring the need, he says, to protect the relics of Torpedo Junction. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.